Hey, real quickly, if we'll go to a break, Chris Staywaz joining us. And he, Chris is an awesome dude because what he does in the fight against opioid overdose, and I'll just tell you, because CJ, you and I were talking before the break because J-Dog's off, and you said, who's Chris and what's American Medical Response? They're the folks you call, the EMTs out there. Talk about unsung heroes, talk about veterans. They're the they're that frontline 911. And Chris is the, I think, the Northeast Regional Director for AMR. And what he does is he tracks the opioid overdose deaths and numbers. And you heard Mike Pomp talk about the news this morning. Chris joins us live. Good morning, Hampshire, the Pulse of Nation. Thank you, Chris, for the latest snapshot at a problem that I don't think is getting any better. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jack. Thanks for having me. And just want to echo thank you for your work for veterans. My father-in-law is a Navy veteran. He was in the Seabees. He's actually stationed in Cuba. And he's got some great stories from the old days. But, yeah, you do tremendous work there. Really appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
You're absolutely right. We had some success the last several months. As they sent out the numbers, we are well below the 12-month average, November, December, January, February. But in March, we kicked back up to right around the 12-month average. So we had 70 overdoses between Manchester and Nashua last month. What's most concerning, however, is the number of deaths. There were 10 deaths, which is a pretty significant percentage. We have less overdoses, but unfortunately, our deaths are remaining the same. So the percentage of people dying from this is actually increasing, which is very alarming. That's our number one goal, is to prevent death. And unfortunately, we're seeing it go in a bad trend right now.
Chris, is that because of the potency of the synthetic fentanyl, the toxicity? We have John Dueno, the DEA, on the show talking about this. The cartels that will finish producing this and distribute it from Mexico, is there are two that the DEA has identified. They don't care how strong it is. I've had people ask when we did that special on addiction, the three-hour town hall. Should have had you on, actually, in hindsight. But they said, don't they care that they're killing off their customers? And John at the DEA said, no, they don't give a damn.
Yeah, John's absolutely right, and he's really good at explaining how, you know, you could put some fentanyl in on a piece of paper and spread it out into four or five different sections, and each part of it will have a different potency level. There is absolutely no quality control at the synthetic fentanyl factory. It could be what's a lethal dose for me could not be a lethal dose for you. And the hard part is we have so many people in recovery, which is great. But once you enter recovery, your tolerance for your previous amount of fentanyl that your body could handle, let's say, goes way down. So if you relapse, if you have to go and use again, it's a completely different dose that your body is going to be able to control. And a lot of people, they use in private because they're embarrassed, they're having a relapse. They stop breathing and they die. It's a very, very dangerous situation.
Yeah, and I worry because people that might be first-time users or bump into the drug because it's put, the DEA said they put it into other stuff, like you don't think you're, you know, not just buying a finger of fentanyl, it might be laced or put into other drugs. People may not even be aware they're ingesting fentanyl, right? We had someone on, Chris Staywaz with American Medical Response from the State Police Crime Lab, who you work with, not long ago, said that of all the toxicology stuff they do, fentanyl kept showing up, even if that wasn't the direct cause that the person knew had taken. Fentanyl was almost in everything, is what I was being told.
You're absolutely right. We encounter people on a regular basis who will even be smoking marijuana and become unconscious. We revive them with Narcan. They wake up and say, listen, I am not a fentanyl user. I don't use fentanyl. I only use marijuana or I only use cocaine. Yet, they were woken up with Narcan indicating that there was an opioid in there. So you just have no idea. You have to assume that it's in everything. You really do.
Yeah. All right. Again, so the numbers, what I'm hearing, Chris, to sum up, 70 opioid overdoses in the two largest cities, but 10 deaths, and the numbers are trending up.
That's correct. We're hopeful that we'll go back down. You know as well as I do, a lot of people working on this, a lot of great people, a lot of wonderful programs that are out there. But unfortunately, the cartels, as you mentioned when talking to John Delena, the cartels are always one step ahead of everybody, unfortunately, and they are very good at what they do. And it's a catch-up game from the standpoint of first responders, law enforcement, and the recovery community. But doesn't mean we'll give up the fight. We're going to keep going, keep the pedal down, and do what we do.
All right. Appreciate it. Chris DeWaz, American Medical Response, talking about the latest opioid overdose numbers. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks for having me, Jack.